And welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Lance Roberts. Richard Rosso here as well, Certified Financial Planner. Let's take a couple phone calls real fast, and then Richard's got something that's weighing on him this evening. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lance. If I heard you right, you said that shortly the Fed's going to stop putting $30 billion a month into the markets and instead give that back to the Treasury?
Correct.
And then the Congress can give everybody a $30 billion a month tax credit?
That's a tax cut? You know that's going to happen.
But if they did, that would actually stimulate the economy probably more than the Fed buying the assets.
Well, yeah, if they would just simply give everybody a check. This is called helicopter money. And, yeah, that would be the ideal situation. Mary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. I have a question about a website that Richard mentioned, mm-hmm. a financial website that he likes, and I didn't hear what it was.
Was this evening?
No, a day or two ago.
Okay. It was a financial website that you were talking about yesterday?
Well, I was talking about for the children. You know, if you want to teach your children how to allocate money. Is that the one you were talking about, Mary?
No, I think it was more for adults, just regular. And I wish I could remember the context of it a little better. But
it'll come to me. I will make sure.
Well, hey, here's what we do, Mary. Go to realinvestmentadvice.com.
Right.
And there's an ask a question button. And if you will just email me or just put your question in that email, it'll come to me and Richard. And then Richard can look back through his notes and see if he can find the website for you.
Oh, okay. It just sounded like a good general financial one from that brief bit on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know why Richard's recommending other websites other than real investment advice.
But there's hubs of I bring up sometimes NerdWallet, which will give you some good data on credit cards and way to compare checking and savings accounts, and so will Wallet Hub. But they're nowhere like realinvestmentadvice.com.
Right. I was looking for the real deal.
Yeah. So simply go by the website, realinvestmentadvice.com. Click just click the Ask a Question button, send an email, and we'll find you the website.
Thanks. And the other question was about where is the bounty to be found in the markets now? I have some cash and looking for.
That's what we're just talking about right now, is that there is nothing out there that is fairly valued. You are in the very late stages of a bull market advance. You're chasing momentum at this point. So, you know, the degree of risk relative to the return that you can potentially make is very low.
Would you just sit on that cash for a bit?
Well, the thing is that this is all part of a portfolio management process. So, for instance, right now, we're looking at buying. We've been buying bonds pretty aggressively over the course of the last month as rates had ticked up. So we've found some nice opportunities in some corporates, Ginnie Mae's, municipal bonds. There's been some good opportunities there. If the market corrects to some degree, gives you a bit of an oversold condition, then you can allocate some money potentially to equities or some lower volatility positions in the market. But you need to be real careful. This is not a market to be trifled with at this late stage. This isn't 2009 again, right? I mean, we're very elevated in valuations and price and deviations from long-term moving averages. This is a market that can bite you very quickly if you're not careful.
Well, that's the concern. Sure is.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it.
Interestingly enough, where you might find value eventually is the industries that Amazon is scaring the heck out of.
Yeah.
Like Amazon comes out and they'll buy Whole Foods, right? And then companies, all of a sudden, there's this knee-jerk reaction. Oh, my gosh. We got to get rid of every other company that would possibly compete with Amazon, and you get this disruption or this break in some of these companies that are probably going to be here long after.
Walmart.
Yeah, like a Walmart. Not that I'm a big fan of Walmart, but what I'm saying is, to your point, watch where Amazon is disrupting, and you have to make an educated guess as to, is this real or is this an overreaction?
Right.
But it's very tough to find any kind of value whatsoever. I think many value managers are just throwing in the towel anyway.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because of the momentum market you're in at this point.
And I was just talking about Howard Marks. There is no value. Every stock on the planet is selling well above intrinsic value. So if you scan for stocks that are trading at or below intrinsic value, I mean, when you're looking at a company trading at 38, 50, 100 times price to free cash flow, it tells you you're overpaying for money, right?
So, but there's no alternative. Fed's going to continue to fuel this if there's no way to move rates. And as you say, rates, longer, intermediate, long-term rates are a function of economic growth, inflation. We don't have this.
That's right.
This is still the same economy it was last year.
Absolutely right. No, that's correct.
So unfortunately, it's feeding into this
process. But that's okay because now you can just get a robo-advisor to manage all your money for
you. Well, that's the trend, right? So the trend is that, hey, I was with my advisor in 2008, 2009. I lost 30 to 40% of my money, and I paid 1 to 1.5% for that privilege. So now what I'm going to do, and this is the trend, because people are still looking for advice. We talk to people every day that need some form of financial help and advice. Mm-hmm. But they're very cost conscious, and it's okay to be cost conscious, because if you're going to be in a buy and hold environment, why the heck am I going to pay 1% for that? But the mindset, and you and I talk about this all the time, it's a bit of a conundrum to figure out. My mindset is I'm going to move to a lower cost structure, into a robo-advisor. Yeah, I'm absolutely going to pay less, but I'm still going to lose. I'm still going to bear the full brunt of the downside of the market. Mm-hmm. And there's this impression that there's these robos are perhaps safer than where they were before. And I think this is part of this mindset that concerns me of passive investing versus passive investments that we always talk about. And passive gets linked into safety, great diversification. Warren Buffett loves it. All these stories and these narratives are getting pushed into this soup, and it's really making me nuts. I have to tell you, making me crazy.
It's interesting that people go, it's like Warren Buffett loves diversification and buy and hold. No, he doesn't.
That's what he says, but that's not what he does. What he says and what he does is totally different.
Different things, right. I mean, he has very concentrated positions in major companies that he owns.
He's trying to tell us that we're all a bunch of peons, and we can't do what he does. So guess what you're going to do, buddy? You're going to go and sit in this S&P index fund, and it'll drop 50%, and then you're going to wait until your hairline is no longer there, and that's when your money's going to come back. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But what he does and what he says are totally different. So I got the Warren Buffett seal of approval, right, on my back. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to get kicked in my back when the bear market comes. So when I read this article in the Wall Street Journal about how talk is cheap, automation takes aim at financial advisors, there's nothing wrong with passive investments. We use them. But passive investing.
But we manage them.
That's the point. Okay, I think it's great. You can lose, so you can bear the full brunt of the downside of the market, but you're going to pay so much less for that. So your fees are going to be like, it's a weird mental accounting issue and block in your brain that I can't figure out. It makes me nuts every night.
You can lose 40 to 50% for half a point.
As opposed to 1.5, right?
Sure, so I feel better. And you can invest like Warren Buffett.
No.
Yes, you can. You have to start with $1 billion.
Oh.
And then you can from there you can invest like Warren Buffett.
Can I use Monopoly or Life Money?
That's not going to work. Elliott Management Corp founder Paul Singer stepped up his criticism of the unprecedented Federal Reserve today and stimulated the stimulus unleashed by the Federal Reserve. And he was arguing about the ballooning asset prices. He says, I'm very concerned about where we are in terms of the financial system, the American economy, and the global economy. After 9 years of what I would regard as monetary extremism, combined with growth-supportive fiscal policies, regulatory, and tax issues, it's created a distorted recovery, and it's partially responsible for the exacerbation of inequality, and the incomplete recovery has caused the middle class stress and edginess around the world, not just domestically, that has led to fringe policies and fringe thoughts, what is called populism. After 9 years of this artificial levitation on part of the financial assets, high-end real estate, art, and the things that rich people buy, which have today is in the global financial system, have been just about as leveraged and in many cases more leveraged than what was seen in 2008. So just kind of discussing the issue is that the confidence that's been put into the Federal Reserve and policymakers and in central bankers and the fact that confidence is now, has risen to all-time highs, don't lose sight of the fact that, as we were saying earlier, it is always at the peaks of the market when everything seems the best. That's why it's the peak. And what's important is to pay attention to what has historically happened next.
This is not a Grey Poupon economy, okay? It's French's mustard all the way.
Now there's an analogy I'll take home with me tonight.
There you go.
Richard Rosso, Certified Financial Planner. I'm your host, Lance Roberts. If you've got any questions, feel free to swing by the website, realinvestmentadvice.com. Send us your questions, comments, emails. Always happy to help you out with anything that you need. I've got some new articles that are coming out tomorrow. We're going to talk about it. Actually, tomorrow's article is called Is This a Bubble? We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the website. And, of course, this weekend's newsletter is coming up, so make sure you're registered for free at the website. Simply enter your email address at realinvestmentadvice.com. We'll see you tomorrow.